Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, once again to the 10-Minute Misconduct Podcast. This really isn't a 10-Minute Misconduct here because it has nothing to do with hockey, I'm going to be honest with you, but I still think you should listen. We're having a good time here. I'm putting these out at the same time. I said I was going to tack it on to the end of the last episode. I lied. It would have been too long. But I just put out episode 41 of the podcast, Goaltender Interference Part 2, with my buddy Frank to fill in for Cody. And Frank's here with me again. The reason Cody couldn't record is because he had a fight. And we're here to do the fight companion. So let's get into it. Frank and I are going to watch Cody's fight and just talk, have a good time. Got to be honest with you. Had to watch it twice because I was way too nervous the first time around. I knew I wouldn't be talking much or very entertaining. But I'm going to shut up now. We're going to get into it. So here we go. All right, yeah, so Cody, he's fighting this kid. Hate him. Hate, hot team. I'm not touching that one.
Hi, how you spell that?
H-A-I-T-A-M.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Tom. Hate him. Here's Cody. Oh! You know he's a listener of the pod. Coming out the Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I was going to say, you better be coming out the Stone Cold.
Coming out the Stone Cold. Love it already. Look at that poise. Look at that poise stepping into the ring. All right.
Is that the ref?
That's the ref, yeah, with the fucking braided ponytails. All right.
Oh, shit, all right.
Tab gloves, getting right into it. Now, all right, not liking the start of
that.
Yeah,
we're not off to a good
start. Oh, with the return, pumps him. All right, they're fucking clenched up here. I didn't expect that for the start, but I'm not mad at it.
I don't know what to expect. I don't know what kind of fighting this is.
Listen, I had to text Ashley, Cody's girlfriend, before the fight because there were some different types of fights. And I literally texted her, is Cody's fight the punchy punch, kicky kick kind of fight or the huggy hug, chokey choke kind of fight? And she said punchy punch, kicky kick.
I mean, I guess for the most part, they were just grappling, though.
Well, yeah, but you could do that. Yeah.
Well, it depends on what kind of fight.
It's so what I'm guessing is, I could be completely wrong. I'm not the guy to ask. It's like UFC, but no ground.
Okay.
They can't do any ground shit.
So basically kickboxing.
Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. Look at him with the knees.
Fucking bobbing and weaving, too.
And his knees aren't the best. He said it on the podcast not too long ago. I said you probably shouldn't be airing your weaknesses out there, especially if Brad Marchand's listening. But so far, I don't think Marchand wants this smoke.
Marchand's not going to stand a chance against him.
No.
I'm sorry. I can't focus on anything except the ref.
He looks like he's
Red
the basis was, of Limp Bizkit.
Red... Red was not the color to go with.
No, definitely
for that
not.
Look.
Definitely not. I love the guy, too, on the stepladder on the side there. And he looks like he's making an Al-Qaeda fucking video.
Jesus Christ.
He's got the green jacket with the... There's something on his head and a black mask, and you can only see his eyes. He's got a camcorder.
Ooh, shit.
Cody's chucking him. Holy fuck. And listen... I know Cody's going to hear this, and listen, buddy, I'm apologizing right now off the jump, but I think that mullet's going to do you favors because these camera angles are not helping the bald spot.
I don't know it was that bad.
I didn't know it was that bad either. Now I know why a kid wears hats. He's got a fucking skin yarmulke going on there.
Jesus.
He's doing his best, but... I'm liking this fight.
He's taking right after Alpha Tango, Alpha Tango.
Oh, yeah. Definitely taking after Chicken Fucker. I was nervous going into this fight because the... Jesus Christ. The gym his opponent was fighting out of. There's some dude, dirty as fuck, in one of the earlier fights. He kept punching this kid in the back of the head. And, like, every time he got dropped, the whole place went nuts because everyone wanted to see this kid die. And as soon as I saw this guy was from the same gym, I was not happy. this Kenny Loggins looking dude in his corner. I want to fight. I want to fight him next. Like Cody can fight this guy. I'm fighting Kenny Loggins.
Holy shit, the bald spot.
It's not doing him favors.
Oh god, that's an extreme close up. What did the other kid from the gym win that fight though?
No, he lost.
All right, good. Fuck
yeah,
him.
Thankfully, he ended up dropping. And Cody's
that
gym,
might be Kenny Loggins.
Cody's gym so far, they're undefeated, I'm pretty sure, tonight. I could be wrong. There's one fight. It was a female fight, and they weren't clear about who the winner was. But going by optics, it looked like the girl from his gym won. The ref has never raised her hand. He raised both their hands and didn't keep one up, which you'd normally do. Different
normally
ref, though.
You'd
not,
only
not
raise
the Limp Bizkit guy. Different ref.
Normally only raise the winner's hand, I thought.
Well, yeah, but they were raising both, and then they would drop the losers and keep the winner's hand up. Coming out strong again
right,
in the
round
second.
Two.
Coming out strong again in the second. Oh. Knee there, uppercut to the face. Not looking good. Hot team. All right, Cody's laughing, so he's feeling good. But I give Cody the edge here. I mean, I know I'm biased. I'm not going to lie. I've already saw the fight. All right. I can't keep this facade up any longer. I know the outcome. But I was too nervous to do it live, so.
I don't know the outcome.
Yeah, Frank has not seen the
this
fight.
This is new to me.
But I give the first round to Cody so far. In the second round, he's looking good. But, yeah, he definitely got caught with a couple shots there. I'm glad the opponent's not dirty like his gym partner, though.
No, so far, this has been pretty clean all around.
Some of the fights, I was texting Ashley during the other fights. Like, if Cody's gym, shout out to Black Wolf Martial Arts. I'm not sure if that's not the gym name, but whatever. That's the like team name. Whatever.
I thought that was the name of the gym.
But shout out to them because, yeah, like I said, they're undefeated so far. And every fight they've been in has been like a classy, like real fight. Everything else has just been ghetto. Like, there's been some, like, backyard fights. Like,
is that bad? Where's this fight held?
Waterbury.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, that explains it.
Yeah, that explains it. Thank you for not pointing out that I said water. Waterbury. Yeah, that explains it.
All right.
Ooh!
Oh, shit.
Fuck.
He's fucking him up now.
I'm glad he's my cousin. I'm glad he likes me. Cause,
oh, yeah. I'd never want to fuck with Cody.
No. This kid's putting in work.
I don't want Brad Marchand to see this.
No.
Because then the fight would never happen.
I'm pretty confident it's never going to happen anyway, but we're going to make it
happen.
Let's
be hopeful.
We're going to make it happen. But, yeah, if Brad or his camp ever sees this footage...
Oh, it's over. The dream
is
dead.
It's over. And I don't know.
Still might be able to get Jack Edwards, but definitely not Marshawn.
I told Cody he lost me when he said he'll take anyone else on the Bruins team. But I don't know.
Who else is there to fight?
Well,
I mean the entire locker room, yeah.
Oh, no. But he said Marshawn could bring anyone else. So I was like, well, if they bring... Who's that fucking big, ugly fuck that was fighting?
Round two.
There's some big dudes, though. But
it's
yeah.
It's the NHL. They're all big.
Yeah. Because even Brad, who seems like a midget, he's like the same height as Cody. He's like 5'9", 5'10".
Is he only that tall? I thought he was taller.
No, yeah. He's like 5'9", 5'10".
Oh.
But he seems, in the NHL, compared to... Especially playing with Chara all those years, he seems like a midget. Ice in that chair. There's Kenny Loggins. I fucking hate that guy. But for being Waterbury, it looks like a decent gym. It's good size.
I really can't see much. I don't trust it. You can't trust the nice parts of Waterbury.
Oh, you can't... I didn't know there were nice parts of Waterbury, but
let me rephrase that. You can't trust the nice looking parts of Waterbury.
Okay. Yeah, that makes a lot more sense. No, I don't trust that town at all. But I'm just saying, it looks like a decent gym. I mean them, no disrespect.
Oh, I do.
Unless they're the gym that Kenny Loggins is from. Like, if this is their home gym, then fuck that. Fuck that gym. But I don't know. I don't think so. They've only been in a couple fights, so probably not.
All right, Cody's got him on the ropes now.
Yeah, there's one dude that got, fuck, his legs turned into jello. He got dropped. And, like, he looked like he wanted to keep going. Luckily, they stopped the fight. It's like, dude, I know you want to keep going. You've been training for this. But, like, it's just a smoke. Like, you're not getting millions of dollars for this.
Yeah.
You know? You still got to go operate a forklift tomorrow at Lowe's.
Yeah, like, this isn't make or break.
Yeah, take it easy. But
I've seen Rocky IV.
With that being said,
throw the damn like, towel.
Watching Cody fight, I really am just so proud of it. It's just a his head snapped back there. I don't like that.
It's fine.
But he's bouncing back. Look at him. He's fucking poised. What was I saying? Oh, even though it's just a shitty gym in a shitty town, and it's just a smoker, you know, I'm still proud of it. Like, oh,
there's a takedown.
And I don't know if you noticed, Cody's nose walk is bleeding.
Away. Oh, is it?
A little bit, yeah. It's not as bad as the McDonald's massacre of 2010.
Oh, the legendary.
But it's
calm December night.
It's bleeding a little bit. But yeah, no, I'm proud of the kid. He's been watching UFC like before UFC was a thing. Like, since he was on Spike TV. I remember this kid telling me about it, and I didn't understand. So, like, this is his second fight, I think.
This is his second fight ever?
This is his second fight ever. Like, he's been training for years, but this is his second fight ever, I believe. Might be his third. Pretty sure it's his second. And just... Even if he hasn't been training as long as some other guys, I mean, I'm sure this other guy looks pretty good. I'm sure they've been training about the same time. But Cody's, like, knowledge of the sport is what stands out to me. Like, I don't know anything about this shit. I'm not going to pretend I do. But, like, the way you see the blood there, yeah.
Yeah.
The way he could, like, read shit, I think is what gives him, like, an edge.
Well, that just comes from being around it for so many years.
Yeah, exactly. In his first fight, I think he was only a year in, but he fucking smoked the dude he's fighting. Like, the other guy was a total amateur. This guy's a pretty good matchup. He was coming out strong. Ooh, caught him there. That's Cody's fight. That's got to be. Hugging it out. Sportsmanship. I love it.
I know you've already seen it. You know the outcome, but I'm hoping Cody wins.
Yeah, I do. I do know the outcome.
But, from what you told me about this gym that this kid's from, that was very sportsmanlike.
Oh, yeah, definitely. He doesn't, the rest of his gym, fuck Kenny Loggins, fuck that sack of potatoes that fought earlier. But, yeah, no, this guy looks good. A lot of respect. They're broing it out in the ring. Love to see it. All right. Let's get fucking Fred Durst's bassist to raise the hands here.
Honestly, I was thinking more Korn.
Oh, yeah.
Their bassist looks identical to that.
Really? Yep.
There it is.
Cody has the W. More hugs.
Undefeated. Dapping Cody
Krosky. Kenny Loggins. Hate to see it, but, you know, sportsmanship. So, like I said.
That's all right.
Oh, shout out to my boys, Bobby and John over there. Looking good as always. Alberto, guy's a stud. But yeah, the kid fucking did it. 2-0, I believe.
2-0, undefeated.
Like I said, I think it's only two.
We'll
fights.
Go with two. We'll go with a official with two, possibly one exhibition match.
Possibly. I'm pretty sure it's two.
I don't know. 1-0 against the Danger Zone Gym. That's what's important.
That would be a good name for a gym.
That's the gym name, I guarantee it. If Kenny Loggins opens it.
Oh, I thought you were saying that you actually saw it. No, that'd be great. Yeah, hopefully the mics didn't pick up the audio from the fight because it was dog shit. I will say, we're going to wrap this up right here. Yeah, after his fight, when I watched it the first time and I tried faking it this time, I was looking through the comments and there was a comment that said, that stone cold intro though, with 3 flame emojis. So I sent him a picture. I was like, kid's a fan favorite already. And you know what? I might start off this fight companion segment with the Stone Cold as the intro. Who knows? We'll see. I'm gonna do this outro twice, but do you wanna take the outro for this one?
The outro for what?
For the podcast.
Oh, for the whole thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Mike Milbury, Jack Edwards. That's it. Go fuck yourself.
Wow. And Wes Macaulay, most of all, go fuck yourself.